The Virginian by Owen Wister. Enter the man. Some notable sight was drawn the passengers, both men and women, to the window, and therefore I rose and crossed the car to see what it was. I saw near the track an enclosure, and round it some laughing men, and inside it some whirling dust, amid the dust some horses, plunging, huddling, and dodging. They were cow ponies in a corral, and one of them would not be caught, no matter who threw the rope. We had plenty of time to watch this sport, for our train had stopped that the engine might take water at the tank before it pulled up beside the station platform of Medicine Bow. We were also 6 hours late and starving for entertainment. The pony in the corral was wise and rapid of limb. Have you seen a skillful boxer watch his antagonist with a quiet, incessant eye? Such an eye as this did the pony keep upon whoever threw the rope. The man might pretend to look at the weather, which was fine, or he might affect earnest conversation with a bystander. It was bootless. The pony saw right through it. No feint hoodwinked him. This animal was thoroughly a man of the world. His undistracted eye stayed fixed upon the disassembling foe, and the gravity of his hoarse expression made the matter one of high comedy. Then the rope would sail out at him, but he was already elsewhere, and if horses could laugh, gaiety must have abounded in that corral. Sometimes the pony took a turn alone. Next he slid in a flash among his brothers, and the whole of them, like a school of playful fish, whipped round the corral, kicking up fine dust, and, I take it, roaring with laughter. Through the window glass of our Pullman, the thud of their mischievous hooves reached us, and the strong, humorous curses of the cowboys. Then, for the first time, I noticed a man sat high up on the gate of the corral, looking on, for now he climbed down with the undulations of a tiger, smooth and easy, as if his muscles flowed beneath his skin. The others had all visibly whirled a rope, some of them even shoulder high. I did not see his arm lift or move. He appeared to hold the rope down low by his leg, but like a sudden snake, I saw the noose go out its length and fall true, and the thing was done. As the captured pony walked in with a sweet church door expression, our train moved slowly onto the station, and a passenger remarked, "That man knows his business."